Chapter 4. The Dark Days. Most days, Catherine ranted on and on, wild-eyed and sometimes angry or sometimes afraid. She had started to lose her mind, and sometimes she saw ghosts or didn't know where she was. Late one afternoon, Edgar heard her scream. He could no longer resist seeing her, so he ran upstairs. He burst into the room and stopped in his tracks at the sight of Catherine's appearance. "Catherine, what has happened to you?" he asked, shocked. "It's nothing. She's ill, but she didn't tell anyone," I began, but Mr. Linton cut me off. "This is not nothing," he said sternly. "Ellen Dean, how could you have kept this a secret from me?" Catherine noticed her husband at this point. "Ah," she exclaimed. "So now you've come, have you? Just in time to see me die. I don't want to see you anymore. Bury me out in the fields when I die." Mr. Linton sat up with her all night, even though she often tried to send him away. The next morning, we got even more bad news. During the night, while everyone was worrying about Catherine, Isabella had run off with Heathcliff to live at Wuthering Heights. Mr. Linton bore the news quietly. All he said was that Isabella was not his sister anymore, and then he refused to speak about the matter any further. He did not make any attempt to bring her home, and he never spoke to his sister again. Isabella soon came to understand what Heathcliff was truly like, and she ran away from him to live on her own in the south of England. Heathcliff found out where she was living and discovered that she had given birth to his son. He never went to get her because he hated her, but he swore he would take his son back eventually. Meanwhile, Catherine got sicker and sicker. She talked constantly about how she was going to die, and she treated Mr. Linton cruelly. She said that she felt abandoned by everyone. One afternoon, Edgar Linton went away, and Heathcliff snuck in and ran up to Catherine's room. He took her in his arms and kissed her for a full 5 minutes without letting go. "Oh, Kathy, oh my love, I can't bear to see you like this," he said, looking at her sickly face. "You and Edgar have broken my heart," said Catherine. "You have killed me. Oh, I wish I could hold you until we were both dead. You will live long after me, and you will forget me."
"Don't torture me," cried Heathcliff, letting go of her. "Don't you know that these words will stay in my memory forever and eat at me?"
"I don't want you to be more tortured than me, Heathcliff," she replied more softly. "I only wish that we could be together forever. Won't you come here again?" Heathcliff embraced her again, but would not show her his face, which was wet with tears. Breathing heavily and crying, he said,
"You betrayed your own heart, Kathy. How could you leave me?"
"Forgive me," cried Catherine, and then her body went limp. Her emotions had been so strong that she fell unconscious. Just then, Mr. Linton burst in and saw Heathcliff. He jumped backwards as if he had seen a poisonous snake. Then, in a rage, he ran at him. Heathcliff didn't try to stop him. He just stood up and held out Catherine's limp body.
"Take care of her first. You can speak to me later, but help her first if you have a heart."
Mr. Linton ran out to call for a doctor, and Heathcliff slipped outside to hide in the garden again, after making me promise to come out and tell him how Catherine was doing the next day. Around midnight, the young woman you met at Wuthering Heights was born. 2 hours later, Catherine died. The child was later named Catherine after her mother, and it was much loved. But for the first day, Edgar never even touched it. He could think of nothing other than his dead wife. As I had promised, I snuck out to the garden the next day and found Heathcliff standing there very still.
"I know she's dead," he said. "I didn't have to wait for you to tell me that. Stop crying. Damn you all. She doesn't want your tears."
"Yes, she's gone to heaven," I answered through my tears.
"Do you really think she's in heaven?" asked Heathcliff, trying to laugh. "So you think she died like a saint? How did she die?"
"Poor creature," I thought.
You have a heart like other humans, so why must you hide it so deep inside you?
She died quietly, I answered, like a child going to sleep.
And did she ever mention me? He asked, hesitating.
She never really woke up after you left. Now she lies at peace with a sweet smile on her face.
I hope she never rests in peace, he cried, stamping his feet. Why, she was a liar to the end.
He looked around wildly, saying,
Catherine Earnshaw, you said I killed you. Haunt me then. Follow me everywhere. Never rest. Do not leave me with this empty feeling. Oh, God, I cannot live without my soul.
Heathcliff smashed his head against the tree beside him, and lifting up his head, howled like a wild animal being tortured. Blood flowed out of his head and into his eyes, but he paid no attention to it. Catherine was buried 2 days later out in the wild fields, and Mr. Linton was left alone with his daughter. She became his reason for living. I have often thought about the difference between Mr. Linton and Hindley, whose wives both died soon after giving birth. Hindley never showed any love for his son, Harriton, but Mr. Linton seemed to love little Kathy twice as much. Hindley drank himself to death at the age of 27, just a few months after his sister, Catherine, died. Then Heathcliff became the master of Wuthering Heights. He had won everything Hindley owned through gambling.